Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and we're so excited that you joined us today for the program. I've got my special guest, Lisa Radlin, with me today. We always like to do the program with a special guest, so welcome to the program, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So we like to take a topic from the Bible, bring it into everyday terms, talk about it, just different things. We like to be really random about it. We like to just see where God's moving in all the different things that he's speaking to people through the program. So we're believing that God's going to speak to you today a little bit about the topic, and you're going to learn, you're going to grow, you're going to be challenged, you're going to be stretched, but you're also going to be encouraged, and everything's going to just work together, and God's going to do something amazing, I believe, today. What do you think, Lisa?
I think that is so true, and the topic today is, why do you care what people think about you?
Oh, okay. So why do we care what people think about us? That's a huge statement when you think about it, because I've found myself really caring what people think about me at different times in my life. I've gotten better about it, but there's a lot of what they call peer pressure in the world, this desire to be liked, this desire to be respected, to have people look at you and not think bad about you, or have people actually want to be around you, I guess. I like popularity and stuff like that. When I was in school, I was a very popular person because I really wanted that, because I had like a spirit of rejection, honestly. I worked so hard to do crazy things and get people to recognize and acknowledge me that it was pretty intense, some of the things that I would do. And then when I found God, I realized that all this stuff was for nothing. Really was. So
it's like you worked so hard to be popular, and you were like, oh, I've got all the good drugs here, everyone's gathered around me, and then what do you end up with? Addiction. Right. Where are they when you need them?
Right.
When your money's all gone and you're not doing the things you were doing, it's like, how many friends do you really have?
Sure. I mean, I think that it really kind of falls into that story of the prodigal son. You know, he said, I want my inheritance, and he went out into the world. And I bet he had a ton of friends when he was loaded and he had all that money, you know, and then it says that he literally went through all the money, and then the friends weren't friends anymore. Who let him stay at their house after he ran out of money?
I mean,
nobody.
He's eating with the pigs at that point. It's
right.
Like, okay, I'm hitting rock bottom here, and where's anybody who cares about me,
right.
You know?
But I mean, honestly, you know, I don't know that people are really out to look at. I know there are some very sincere people that do care about people and stuff, but I'm just saying overall, we're spending a lot of time in our lives trying to impress people that don't really matter. You know, I went through high school trying to impress all these people and caring about what they thought about me. And I haven't seen any of them since graduation.
It's so crazy, too, because you'll look on your Facebook.
But I haven't seen any of them, and they're on Facebook. But
yeah, you'll look on your Facebook and go, wow, I have all these friends. And then I run into someone that I know I'm a friend with on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, hi. And they're just like, do I even know you? I'm just like, we're friends on Facebook. What
Who
do you,
are you
mean you don't know me?
Yeah.
You see my posts and stuff, but you don't seem like you even know who I am, you know? It's crazy.
I think the breakdown on that is that we need to know who we are in Christ. We need to know and recognize that our relationship with God should be the first and foremost relationship that we have.
Are we more concerned about our reputation with others or with the Lord?
Right. That's a true challenge that we're going to issue to each person that's listening today. Are you going to, you know, look more at the opinion of God for your direction in your life? Or are you going to let people steer you? Because peer pressure and people looking at you certain ways, it steers you and it can guide you into some directions in your life that are unfruitful.
It can guide you into financial ruin because you're trying to impress people. So you want to get this certain car or you want to get this certain type of outfit or purse or whatever. And it's like, okay, I'm going to spend $1,500 on a purse and I'm going to pay it off for the next 60 years because I put it on a credit card because I want to have that status.
Right.
It's like, there's nothing in the purse, but the purse is worth a lot of money.
Right. Well, then you need the wallet to go with the purse because then when they see you pull the wallet out.
Yeah, exactly.
But at least the wallet's only, you know,
but there's 3,000. Nothing in the wallet but a bunch of credit cards.
Right.
And they're all
that
are
run up.
Like, exactly.
Because so you've been trying to impress everybody.
Right. What's the point of that?
You know, look at John 8:32. It says, "You'll know the truth and the truth will make you free." And here's the truth of what our topic is today, which is why do you care what people think about you? You know, the why is the key there. And the truth is that you care about, and the why as to why you care about what people think about is you want to impress people. You want to be liked. You want to have acknowledgement of men.
So in other words, it's probably pride.
It is. It is a form
of pride. It's all about you and what people think of you. So then it's self-focused instead of God-focused.
But the problem with that is when we get like that, we walk in a confidence of our own and there's no God confidence in our lives. You know, we're not really following the direction of the Lord. We're following a direction that the world is steering us or that we're steering in ourselves. Because I've had a lot of self-ambition and things that aren't bad things, but they're not God's perfect plan for my life. I've run in directions and been successful at doing some things, and then I've been unsuccessful at doing some things because I was trying to do those things in my own strength rather than hearing from the Lord and saying, God, did you even want me to do this? And I chased that looking for notoriety or looking for riches and the ability for people to see me as a certain way or
right.
a certain person.
And we need to walk in God confidence and get our worth and value of who we are in Christ because we can't be people pleasers and worry about everything people think. I mean, it's good to actually have some sort of notoriety and people, you're not like some weirdo freak that people don't want to be around.
Right,
it's like,
right.
That person is so weird. Don't even talk to them because they're so weird, you know. Obviously, you want to have a little bit of, I guess, confidence.
Yeah, but when the whole world is, you know, revolving or your whole world is revolving around you trying to make people recognize you and see you, you know, I think that's kind of where Lucifer fell. You know, even with his pride from heaven, he's like, look how beautiful I am. Look how amazing I am. And then he saw an opportunity in the Garden of Eden to take the dominion that God had given Adam and Eve and to become a god himself. And he actually, he did it. But in doing that, though, what did he lose? He lost an eternity in the presence of a holy God. And now his judgment is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the thing, is pride always comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And when you care about what people think about you, that's pride. You know, there's narcissism. You can see it all over, you know, the different social media platforms. Everybody's doing selfies. Look at me. Look how beautiful I look in this dress. Look how nice I look in this car. And
look at this vacation I went on.
Yeah.
I saw where people actually paid someone to take pictures at a location so they and then put themselves like not they're not even there, but put themselves there so people think they're going on good vacation. So it makes them look like, wow, they're in Hawaii. Oh, how great they are. You know, it's like,
right.
Meanwhile, they're just sitting in their basement at home, like
cropped
out of their
in
mind.
On a green screen
exactly.
Trying to impress somebody.
It's crazy.
That's funny.
But I remember when I was a kid, about 10 years old, I wanted a beach cruiser. That was like the popular
bike. I remember
bike.
Beach cruisers.
It had to be that certain
brand. The little
brand.
Foam handlebars.
I didn't want the fake one. I wanted the real one, the one that was
right.
actually called Beach Cruiser. So
right.
I was so excited because I got one for Christmas and I'm like going around the town with my Beach Cruiser. I even had like the little special horn on it that made all kinds of effects and stuff. And I was like thinking I was all that. But then I guess I did it too much because even though I had it locked up in my carport, somebody took bolt cutters and cut that lock and took that beach cruiser, and I never saw that bike again.
Oh, man.
I was like, bummer. But I mean, I had to have that approval of others, but at what price to have it stolen from me? But then for my birthday, I did get another one, but it wasn't the name brand one, so nobody took that one. And actually, I kept it locked up in the utility room because I didn't want to take a chance of it getting stolen. But it's like, I just had to have that certain thing.
Yeah, I mean, what about fashion? How many people are going into debt? They're looking at clothing and they're buying stuff. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to yard sales and looked into a closet and there's clothes in there with the tags still on them.
Oh, yeah.
That people hadn't worn in 5 years, but they had to buy them or they had to look for them. And, you know, clothes, shoes, purses, watches, you know, even vehicles with certain name brands, or, you know, they think we have to have this specific brand. And I mean, I'm kind of like that still, too. I like surf clothing. I want to wear O'Neill. I want to wear Quicksilver stuff. And everybody has their style. But when we start looking at other people and then, you know, looking down on them because they don't have that, that's when I think we're looking at, we're categorizing people, we're
right.
Stereotyping each other. And that's what I think we really have to be careful about in the church, because you know what? Every person has
value,
equal value before the Lord. And if we care about what other people think and we try to impress certain people, or if we, you know, the Bible's really clear about, oh, there's somebody that's got more money, you move them into the front seat. Or if I pay more attention to somebody as a pastor because I'm looking at their giving records, that's, you know, that's wrong.
Up, right.
It's messed up. So, you know, that's what I love, is I don't even get to see that stuff in the way that we've set up our church. But on that note, we have to be careful about falling into these stereotypes and cliques and looking at people and devaluing or overvaluing people. And it affects us, because when we care what this person thinks about us and we don't care what that person thinks about us because they don't have this or that and these other people do, That is skating into some serious issues with pride.
And I really don't think there's anything wrong with having nice things as long as they don't have you.
Yeah.
To the point where you're in financial trouble because you're trying to keep up with the trends. And I mean, we find things at yard sales and at thrift stores that are name brand. And it's like, okay, so it was worn a couple of times, but who cares? No one knows. And I'd rather be a good steward of the money that I have and be able to get so much more. It's like, okay, I can get 10 shirts for the price someone paid for one, you know, because I was thrifty about it.
Yeah, I think the bottom line, guys and gals that are listening out there, is don't allow the approval of what others think to cause you to get off the path that God has for you in your life. If we will place our ultimate priority on what God thinks, not what man thinks, not what people think, we will begin to see God direct us in the path of our life, and we'll have victory in all that we do, because we are actually being led by truth, we're being led by righteousness, and all those good things.
And so if you're pleasing God, He will take care of you, and don't compromise your future.
Right.
So in John 12:42-46, it says, many people did believe in Him, however, including some of the Jewish leaders, but they wouldn't admit it for the fear that the Pharisees would expel them from the synagogue, for they loved human praise more than the praise of God. Jesus shouted to the crowds, if you trust me, you're not trusting only me, but also God who sent me. For when you see me, you're seeing the one who sent me. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. So see in the scripture, because they were afraid of the disapproval of men, they rejected Jesus.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are still doing that even today.
Because they loved human praise more than the praise of God.
Yeah, no,
so
you see it. You know, God is in the process right now of having us carry out His plan as believers. But so many of us as believers are afraid of what people are going to think. We're afraid of what people might say about us, that we allow them to influence us in a negative way towards doing what it is that God's calling us to do in our life. And, you know, they won't allow God to carry out his plan that he has for their lives and me, even in my own life sometimes, out of fear of man and out of people, you know, coming at us and rejecting us or not. We've seen it 100 different times. We're constantly out. We're looking for people to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use that as an example.
Okay. So let's talk about the fear of man. So I told you how I really want to pray for someone that has those real like huge legs that maybe have, I think it's called edema or something like that.
Yeah.
Edema. It's where it swells up really big and full of fluid and all that. Because I had an experience where I didn't pray for someone and I wished I would have prayed for them. And I had dreams of praying for them and seeing this, the swelling go down and all that. So we went to Buc-ee's while we were in Tennessee, the biggest Buc-ee's ever.
Yeah.
And what do? You come up to me and go, "Hey, go check out that guy." And I go, "What guy?" You go, "You can't miss him. Just go look." And I was like, "What?" And I start walking around and there's this guy with these huge legs wrapped up. I mean, the biggest I've ever seen.
Gauze. Yeah. All
they're wrapped
them.
In gauze and everything. And then it's like, oh gosh, what do I do? I want to pray for him, but what do I do? And he's with his family. How do I interrupt him? What do I do?
Yeah, he's got three kids. His wife are all there.
And I let the fear of man get in the way of doing what I felt like I should have done. It's like, then I'm thinking, well, what if I pray for him and nothing happens? And he's going to not believe in the Lord. I mean, just all these things are coming in my mind. Like, but it's like, why not? What's the worst he could say? And if he rejects me, he's not rejecting me. He's rejecting the Lord. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I would have just went up to him and just said, "Hey, I noticed your legs are really swollen. I would love to pray for you. I believe, you know, God wants to heal you. Is that okay?" He could say no. He could say yes. But either way, even after that, I just kept imagining in my head, like, why didn't I do that? You know? And I was like, "Lord,
we've
just bring him back
there.
Again. Bring
we've
him back again, there. Lord." I was just like, ah. The fear of man got in the way.
You know, I think it sometimes comes into what are other people around going to say? I don't want to embarrass him.
Right.
And put him in a position where people are going to look down on him or bring out his weakness in front of others. There's just so many different
even when we saw him go to the car, you're like, "There he is. He's in the car. And I was like, "What should I do? Should I go up, knock on his window? Should I knock on his window really quick?" And I'm just like, and you're like, he's driving off. You know, and I'm just like, I missed it.
But it's okay because we're recognizing and feeling the weight and the pressure of what it means to really truly walk in the gospel. To, you know, Jesus came into his own hometown. And it says he could hardly do any miracles there because their faith was just, they're like, "Oh, he's just the carpenter's son. That's Jesus. He grew up here. We know him." And Jesus said, you know, prophet is without honor in his own town. And he couldn't do hardly any miracles there because of the faith. So I would say this, that many times when you care about what people think about you, it can hurt your faith. It can wound your faith.
Yes.
And get you out because I think that the biggest pressure is what are people going to say? Some people, they'll just straight mock you. The non-believers and people that don't believe in God, the atheists. And, you know, when we look at 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4, it says, first off, you need to know that in the last days, mockers are going to have a heyday. Reducing everything to the level of their petty feelings, they'll mock. So what's happened to the promise of his coming? Our ancestors are dead and buried, and everything's going on just as it has from the first day of creation, and nothing's changed. You see, we can't let people stop us from doing what God is telling us to do. Now, did God tell us to pray for that guy, or did I tell you to pray for that guy? You know, it's a
you
catch
did,
22
but we're
there,
supposed to lay hands on the sick
vision,
and see them recover. And
direction
I've been looking
in the
for
word.
That, and then it showed up, and it was like overwhelming. I guess I don't know, but then I was like, "Lord, bring him back again. Let's go back to Wawa. Maybe he'll show back up there again. You know, if it's really meant to be, he'll be back here again."
But I think the goal of the program today is that we want to create a shift. We want to take you guys as believers who are out there who are listening to this program today, and we want you to shift in the way that you allow people to influence you and affect you in your faith and what you're called to do and what the word of God says that you should do. When you shift and you don't worry about what others think and you're free from the approval of others, and you can see the power of God begin to be released around you.
That's true, because caring too much about what others think can lead to anxiety, depression, financial issues, marriage issues. Don't believe the lie that your value comes from the way others view us.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just shy away from Facebook. You know, how many likes do I have on Instagram? What, it's huge with the millennials and with the, even the generation after them. Everything revolves around how many people I can get to like me. But do they like you? No, it's a, what's it, what's the word I'm looking for? It's false.
It's
a
friend.
False sense of popularity.
You have,
I guess,
a couple thousand friends on Facebook, but if you broke down at 2 a.m, how many of those people could you reach out and go, "Hey, I'm broke down on the side of the road. Will you come help me?"
Right. Maybe 20.
Who are you again?
Maybe 20.
I think we went to high school together, but no, I'm not getting out of bed to help
you
with
right.
the flat tire. You're on your own, buddy. Can you call AAA or something?
Right. So you're right. But
and in a moving day, let's say you were moving.
Oh, now you really know who your friends
are. You know your
are
friends
on
are on moving day.
Day.
Like, hey, you got a truck? Like, yeah, I do, but I'm using it. Can you help me move? I got plans, you know.
Right. But I think we really have to be sensitive to what we're feeling inside of us when we have other people around us and when we're doing things and when we're, are we looking for praise from other people? When we do things, and that can cause us to lean into sin. It can cause us to maybe drink and party like I did in my younger years. Or are we looking to God and saying, what pleases you, God? What makes you happy?
That should be our number one priority.
And
yes.
How can I live my life totally in accordance with what your word says, what you would want me to do? And that starts with a relationship with God. Maybe you need to beef up your relationship with the Lord so that you can hear what it is He's truly wanting to say to you, and you can look for His praise. But if you've never had His praise and you don't recognize it, you'll need to work on that in your life. So, hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this topic of why do you care what people think about you?
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Church, and my wife Lisa is my special guest today, and we've been talking about why do you care what people think about you? We really do care, but why? Why do we care? Why does it mean so much to us that people, you know, look at us and think good things about us or respect us? And you know, I think that it's a fear of every person to be disliked or bullied or made fun of, and it, you know, but it's all over the place.
Remember,
it's
in elementary
everywhere.
School when someone's a captain and then they have to pick you?
Yeah.
And I'm always the last one picked, like, all right, well, I know I'm not on that team. I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to sit here. I know I'm not athletic. No one's going to want me on their team.
Sure.
So I might as well just sit down on the side and just wait for, oh man, I guess we got Lisa. Dang I wish I got to pick first. I wouldn't have to get her, you know.
I think the Apostle Paul just made it super clear where we need to stand as believers in Galatians 1:10. You want to read that?
Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. So in other words, if we focus so much on pleasing others, a lot of times we're not going to be pleasing the Lord on some of those choices that we make.
Because a lot of the people in the world are going with the ways of the world, and God's word is contrary to a lot of things that the enemy has set in place for us. You know, I mean, it's look at different things like partying and sexual relationships and drugs and movies.
Some movies someone might invite you to come see. Oh, come see this movie with me. And then you look at it and go, all right, well, it's going to have sexual stuff.
Right.
It's going to have profanity. It's going to have this and that.
It's rated R, but I want you to come.
I'd rather not.
Exactly.
And you have to like make a stand and say, well, I appreciate the offer, but I think I'll do something else that day.
And, you know, we've all compromised it too. I mean, I've watched things that I shouldn't watch, and I've liked watching some of those things as well. But, you know, we've got to get to a place where we place a priority on God's representation in our life. What does it mean for me to be obedient to the Lord and to walk with Him in everything that I do, not caring about what other people think? As a pastor, I could preach sermons that everybody loves all the time, and they wouldn't grow, they wouldn't be convicted or challenged in their lives, but I've got to preach the truth in love and see people's lives change. So, guys, we hope that you're challenged today more than anything to not care about what people think about you, but only seek the Lord in your life and what He cares about and what He desires for you. And I'm telling you, you will be happier. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and you've been listening to Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.